This is Ted Kennedy. Employees and communities deserve advance notice from businesses before plants are closed and jobs are lost. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, every year, 2 million Americans lose their jobs because their plants are shut down without any warning at all. Sometimes whole communities are turned into ghost towns. Now, legislation moving through Congress will ease the burden. Businesses would be required to give 6 months' notice before a major plant is closed so that workers and communities can prepare alternatives and plan for the future. Business is frothing at the mouth against the idea, Bob. They say we're interfering with free enterprise and that workers and communities have no rights. I say hogwash. Workers who devoted lifetimes to their jobs deserve more than a get lost notice nailed to the factory gate on a Friday afternoon or in the middle of the night. What's wrong with a little advance notice, Bob, before their plant is closed?
Ted, I'm just as concerned as you are about plant closings. But I'm also concerned that we give employers as much flexibility as possible to keep their plants open, not force them to close before it becomes inevitable. A 6 month notice sounds great, but it means plants will have 6 months less to seek financing, concessions from suppliers, and potential buyers. If someone is going to buy, I'd rather they buy an ongoing business, not an empty shell. Ted, your plan makes no distinction between temporary layoffs and a permanent plant-wide closing. What's a company supposed to do? Put a pink slip in each paycheck and then, when demand picks up, tell their workers, never mind? Ted, we both believe in encouraging cooperation between workers and employers. Why let big government come between them? This is Senator Bob Dole. The tragic attack on the USS Stark shocks and stuns the nation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.